Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my VA4. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns low.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and you'll be happy to know that Lynn Connolly is with us. And Lynn is Director of Strategic Alliances for Women's Marketing at Office Depot. She's also my friend. Lynn, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Hi, Lynn. And you brought along with you a very special guest, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Debbie Fields is with us today from Mrs. Fields Cookies, and she has had just an amazing career as a businesswoman and has grown her business across the country and actually across the world. So we're thrilled to have her with us today.
Debbie, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks so much, Jim. I'm honored to be on your show, and it's a wonderful opportunity to celebrate entrepreneurs and also to really acknowledge that Office Depot is really doing a lot for women in helping them address both the opportunity for entrepreneurship as well as strategies, success strategies, and implementing them in your business.
You know, Lynn, and that's so well said, Debbie. I'm glad you said that because it is true. And Lynn, as you know, I was at your conference last year. 1,100 or so women were there to learn and to network. And your new one, the one coming up in 2005, is February 27th through March 1st, isn't it?
Yes, and it'll be at the Boca Raton Hotel, which is a beautiful resort.
Beautiful.
And quite a nice place to go to in February and March. And we'll have, again, a sellout crowd of about 1,000 women from across the country. Barbara Walters will be joining us this year, Barbara Corcoran, and Debbie Fields.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Alexis Herman will be back as the MC.
Right. Debbie, you're going to be, one of the things you're going to be doing is talking about building your brand. And
right.
One of the things that I try to focus small businesses' attention on is the concept that even though we're small, even though our businesses are small, that doesn't mean that we can't have a brand like any big company. And talk to us a little bit about branding.
Well, first of all, I have to tell you that one of the best lessons that I think I have learned is that when you want to get your message across about your product or service, that my first test would be that you have to be able to communicate to your consumer within less than 40 seconds what your purpose is. You know, I think that is really important. 40 seconds of why do you exist? What is your purpose? What is your reason for being in business? Because that needs to grab the kind of clarity, the kind of focus, so that you can really get your message across and untangle kind of the just a lot of words and get it out so that people understand why they need to do business with you.
Well, that's really smart, and the other thing, you know, Lynn, and your company has a great branding history. I know that this is something that you spend time on too with these alliances. Lynn is using your brand to create partners, don't you?
Yes, I mean my world is really about bringing our brand to life. So how do we connect to our customer on a more intimate, more emotional kind of basis, and how do we really develop a relationship there? Hence, success strategy. So it's creating a conference that actually offers people an experience within our brand.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully they walk away with strategies that help them be more successful in their business, and they connect that to our brand as we're the ones that are providing that. So it was in my business, that's ultimately what we're trying to do, whether it's a sports property, which we aligned with the Olympics for similar reasons, because it's connecting your brand to the values of the Olympics and the commitment and the dedication, the perseverance that all entrepreneurs certainly need. So we thought it was a great alliance. So in many ways, I think as a small business owner, you can certainly look out into the community and try to find ways to interact and engage people to be involved with your company in many different ways beyond just putting a sign up
mm-hmm.
or taking out an ad in a magazine. Build a more experiential opportunity for your customer, and it will be a longer-lasting impression.
Debbie, isn't that the key to success in small business is to surround yourself not just with good people, but good partners, other companies? I'm sure that Mrs. Fields has had had some great success stories of partnering with other entities.
I will absolutely tell you that, I mean, it started day one when I partnered with my bank. I mean, they were so critical because they believed in my dream, and they were the ones that financed the opportunity for me to go into business. So I started first with my bank, even though they were charging me 21% interest. The fact of the matter is they gave me a chance.
Right.
And then from there, it was looking at my landlords, looking at my suppliers. I would say I could never have built Mrs. Fields without relationships and without suppliers and people and customers. It's about the heart. And it is, when Lynn talks about building connections and alliances, I have to tell you, for me, I didn't have a chance to place an ad in the newspaper and say, Mrs. Fields cookies, come try, because I didn't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way I could get my message out is what I call the try and buy methodology. And that was, I simply had no customers. I had lots of inventory with cookies. I was desperate to pay back my loan.
And they needed to be eaten too, didn't they?
Exactly. I had something called, you know, fresh inventory. And so I placed my cookies on a cookie sheet, and I left my store, and I marched up and down the streets of Palo Alto, begging people, to try. And I thought if they could just try it, maybe I'd get a chance.
It's Debbie, great. That's a wonderful story. Stand by. We've got to take a quick break. Right back with Lynn Connolly with Office Depot and Debbie Fields of Mrs. Fields Cookies. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for being with us today. Lynn Connolly is with us. She is Director of Strategic Alliances for Office Depot. She is one of my friends and a member of our Brain Trust, and she's brought along with her a friend of Office Depot's and a friend of small business, a great role model, a great story, great entrepreneurial story, Debbie Fields, the founder and former chairperson of Mrs. Fields Cookies. And Lynn, before we go any further, I'd like for you to tell the audience how they can participate in this conference the end of February.
I'd love to. Go to OfficeDepotSuccess.com, and you will find all the information about the conference on that site and the opportunity to register. And I would urge you that if you're interested, please go online and register now, because the seats are selling out fast, and I
right.
want to make sure you get there.
And it looks like I'm going to be there again this year broadcasting from there, Lynn. So I'm looking forward to seeing you down there and all the ladies.
Absolutely. You did such a great job last year. We want you back.
I appreciate that. And Debbie, Lynn, tell us about the first time Debbie showed up for the conference. What happened?
We had asked Debbie to come and speak, and she accepted, and we were thrilled to have her. And we knew a little bit about her story, but not all of it. And she just has an amazing personal story and a commitment. And, the basis of her business, and Debbie, correct me if I'm wrong, but as I remember, it was really to make people happy. And so what a concept to want to really bring happiness into people's lives. And through baking cookies and sharing that with people, she really helped to add something special to somebody's day. Did I get that right, Debbie? I think that's what I remember.
Yes. You know, and I think what I love to talk about, Jim, is the American dream, that it is alive, it's amazing when you look at the statistics for small business in America today, and the fastest growing segment is women-owned businesses. So this is just an explosive time where there are more resources available, more networking opportunities to really get yourself launched.
It's the century of the entrepreneur, isn't it, Debbie?
Oh, I mean, and you know what's nice is that it will never end. The American dream is all about opportunity. It's about taking something that you believe in, a product or service, and making sure that it is the best that it can be, and giving you the staying power to get out there and to build a business.
And Debbie, by the way, talking about making people, Lynn was talking about making people happy with cookies. What if you want to make me happy, cookies will do it. And
oh,
and by the way, in case you're interested, chocolate chip with pecans, those are my favorite. But anyway,
I have to tell you that the thing that really surprised us at the conference, when she came to speak, she actually brought cookies for everybody.
I'm there.
So they have to be fresh baked, of course.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Debbie, one of the things I wanted you to do, and by the way, I hope you'll come back another day and spend some more time with us, because you've got a message that a lot of people, not just women, want to hear. But there's a lady out there right now listening who is where you were when you first started your business all those years ago, and she's wondering if she could actually have the kind of success you've had. And I want you to talk to that person right now. What would you like to say to her?
Well, first of all, I have to tell you, it's really what I call baby steps. You have to understand that the greatest challenge is to begin. I mean, I had a recipe. I had a dream. I didn't have any money, but I did have hope. And frankly, the fact of the matter is nobody believed in me. Nobody thought I could do it.
But you believed in yourself.
And out of sheer frustration, I have to tell you, what was really pivotal for me was that because nobody believed in me, it so frustrated me that I just said, I'm going to do this. And once I made the decision to begin, and that's the hardest part, making the decision to begin, you take one step at a time, and you start gathering all of the necessary tools, the necessary information, and use resources. I can't tell you how important it is to use resources, whether it's a small business association, whether it's working with the banks. They have wonderful information packets on how to start a business, marketing, you name it.
And Office Depot has some pretty good resources, too, on their website, right? Right, Lynn?
Absolutely.
OfficeDepot.com.
Oh, this is so critical.
We also
offer web cafes, mm-hmm. which are web-based sessions with business experts in certain areas, whether marketing.
Be sure you take advantage of that. And ladies, I've got to wrap it up because we're coming up on the end of this segment. Debbie Fields, thank you for being here. We'll see you again another day. Lynn, I'll see you in February, if not before. Thanks for doing a good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
Don't forget, that's OfficeDepotSuccess.com. That's how you can find out about the conference. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.